for some reason, my brain said I had a touch screen. And when the call popped through, I went to go touch my screen as if it was finna answer.
All right, I need you to get some help. That don't make any sense. Did you get a new computer or something? That's what happened. You got a new laptop and you thought you had bought the touchscreen option? Or
man, definitely ain't buying a new laptop. Like, still got this old raggedy one.
Yeah, it's like 6 years old, right?
I need a new one though. I kind of wanted to get a Mac, but
okay,
Mac a little pricey.
Oh, okay, that's what stopped you.
Well, at first, originally what was stopping me is because we couldn't use Macs for work. You know, I work from home and I use my laptop. But now I just found out we can use Mac. So that's a whole different thing. But then I also, like, I just wanted something that I can use for work. I can edit stuff on. I can play The Sims on. And yeah, that's really it. That's about it.
Okay. You should put that in. Like, I think, it's a laptop website. I think it is. It's something like that. I know there's a subreddit that has like suggest a laptop and you put the things you want to do and then they'll tell you like, oh, get this one, get that one. Or you can put your budget in and stuff like that. But I don't know if there's a website, but I do know there's a subreddit message board that you can do stuff like that. I forgot that okay, we're good. I was so like last night before I went to bed, I was like, let me schedule this the question, right? So I scheduled the question and then didn't make it a poll. So then I'm up here googling through Facebook like, yo, how do you edit a scheduled blah blah, and I got two-factor authorization, but I don't keep the Facebook app on my phone, so I had to download that to get through. And
don't keep the Facebook app on your phone?
No, I don't be on Facebook. I tell y'all all the time, if it weren't for this group, I would not have Facebook. I do not be on Facebook at all.
I mean, that's fine. I just feel like it's easier to get to if it's on your phone.
No, so
when
what
you need to get to it.
No, I actually have the group bookmarked in Safari on my mobile app, on my mobile web browser. So I can get to the group easily. It's just like... you either need the app or you can tell the app to text you so you can get into it on like browsers that look. It's great if somebody tried to hack my Facebook because that'll take a while. But
it's crazy because when I be like tagging you and stuff, you don't even see the shit.
No. So I'm like, there's no point. Like, I see it later. I'm like, oh, okay. I get on here, put the little group stuff in and be out. Some news break. I do that or I do it from home. Yeah, Facebook doesn't, it messes my brain. I don't like Facebook at all. If it weren't for this group, Facebook would nab, I would delete my account. I don't need it. So I was able to fix it and make it a poll, but I just realized I didn't make it an announcement. So it wasn't sitting at the top of the page, but people found it anyway. So the question is, you ask, do I look fat in this dress? He responds, yeah, kinda. Is he or is he not a fuckboy?
No.
Why?
I asked you a question. I expect you to be honest.
Okay. All right. I agree. Because if you want honesty.
If I look fat in this dress and then you let me go out looking fat in this dress, I'm going to feel some type of way. Like, I asked you. You're supposed to have my back.
But see, here's the thing, too. My answer was no from jump because I do this. And I'm not a fuckboy. I'm an asshole. But I'm not a fuckboy. I have no problem telling Sarah, I'm like, oh, you getting big. She's like, yep. You are. Like, I don't have no problem. And especially if you ask me a question. Yeah, I'm not going
to
lie.
That's what I'm saying. I asked you. I want you to be honest. Now, your answer don't have to be as foolish. Like, you can answer and be like, I don't think it compliments you well. Or something. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Nah, I'm like, yep. But I like how much you paid for it.
It's not very flattering. I mean, yeah. Hugs onto the love handles. You might not like that.
He and you know what? This person said, yeah, kind of. So he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't an asshole with it. I mean, he wasn't an asshole. He could have been like, you already know the answer. Why you even ask me? But he didn't.
Not you already know the answer.
7 people said no. 2 people said yes. We got some comments before we get to the back of this card. EJ, my cousin, said that's relationship 101. Terrell said it's a trick question. And Elizabeth agrees. She says, I agree with it being a trick question, but personally, I want an honest answer before I leave the house. And that's the important part. You want this honest answer. You don't want to be out here looking crazy.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. So the answer. Oh, I hate this game. Yes.
You hate this game.
Because the car going to say, yeah, he is a fuckboy. Now, we're fans of honesty, just like you are. Yes, you asked him a question. Yes, he answered it bluntly, but honestly. So what is it that makes him a fuckboy, you ask? Lack of tact. He doesn't have to BS you, but he does have to consider your feelings. What are you talking about?
But that doesn't make...
He'd want you to consider his if he asked you about the size of his penis. If he asked you about the size of his penis, he got problems. Like, what is the... And listen, seriously, we'll pause right there. There's like a
men
couple...
Men don't know if their penis is big or small.
That's not even it, though. Regardless of whether you know, she's still with you. As far as you know, she's faithful, so it doesn't matter. Any man who cares about how you feel will answer questions on sensitive topics with care. Not just blurt out the first thing that comes to mind, no matter how it could hurt you. So, I wish they would have gave us an example of
answer better.
How he would have done this. I'm trying to figure out like what would be if do I look? Yeah, kinda. But I don't know what else he was going to say.
I think more like what I was saying, like he don't have to be a jerk about your answer, but you can say something like, you know, babe, it's not very flattering. I don't think you might be comfortable in that, or, you know, something along the lines that you know,
it wasn't like he's like, what size were you when you bought that dress? You know,
that is the answer that you'd be like, okay, hold the fuck on, sir.
Nah, he was like, no, you know, we done been on a couple of vacations, so, you know, you cannot just put that on. All right. This is going to be a struggle week, so hopefully we got some things to talk about. We forgot some things.
What did we forget?
When we talked about the holidays, I know you saw the future memes. Did you enjoy those? Did you not see these future memes? It'll be future looking at his phone, and there'll be a text message of how guys holler back at holidays. The best one was the Iran one when he was like, yo, man, this talk of World War III is kind of crazy, you know, with the bombers and stuff like that. He's like, I ran from your love, but now I want you back. It was hilarious. But it sounded like the stuff dudes do. We didn't talk about pajamas. Like, we didn't get struggle place for the holidays. On Christmas, everybody was doing the matching pajamas.
That is so true.
And I was like, what was this?
I was so tired of seeing people in their pajamas.
How did we get this memo? How did you guys all do this? Like, everybody had matching.
It was slowly starting. Nah, it's been slowly starting over the years.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you meant it still slowly started.
But this year, I felt like it was a thing. Like, everybody was doing it. Like, the last couple of years, you're like, oh, look at this particular family doing such and such.
I thought you meant it slowly started as far as like, yo, so when I woke up like 6 in the morning, I saw like 1 or 2 by the afternoon. And I was like, wait, did they go out and buy matching pajamas? But I get what you said.
You couldn't, because that's how I know. Because last year I was looking for pajamas and they was like, nah, people, they out.
So
at least at first it was like a onesie thing. Like, people was really doing the onesies real heavy. This year it was just like matching or themed ass pajamas.
Would you have done this if you and your partner, would you have joined in or not? You making a face. It's an audible podcast, so I got to tell y'all, she making a face. What's your level of cuteness with your partner, or like corniness?
I've been single too long to answer this question.
I'm just saying the stuff you see couples do in social media that you'd be like, all right, I'll do that. Or, you know, no way in hell would I be doing this. Like,
sometimes I be just feeling real bad for the guys, because I be feeling like they get forced into doing that stuff.
You know why? You know why you feel bad for the guys? Because guys don't know how to take pictures. We really just struggle so hard. Shout out to the men who can take great pictures. Most of us just don't know how to look, and your girl know how to put that smile on and smile with the eyes, as Tyra say, and we just looking dead. That's why guys be wearing sunglasses, because you can look cool in sunglasses constantly.
I just don't feel like guys would be like, yo, we gonna do matching pajamas for Christmas this year. Like, I just feel like that's a woman thing. And
but see, I think it's such a small thing to just say, all right, we can do that.
It's cute if that's what you like, but I'm not even that person to be like super corny about shit. So I don't really see me doing that.
Yo, I want to ask you a question. How does how do vacation pictures work? Right, we're in the middle of booking the honeymoon and stuff like that, and now that your camera is your phone, I'm not giving nobody my phone to take no picture. I am not trusting any of that. So I'm wondering, how do these people get the? Do they still got the sticks? Like, how were? How
I feel like I ain't seen a selfie stick in quite some time.
I'm the same way. I remember when we first went to Vegas in 2015. I saw them all the time. It's been some years since then. So I'm like, how do these people? I said, do I bring an extra camera? And like, yo, if they run off with that, that's cool. But like, how are these people?
With the world of vloggers and bloggers, I feel like, oh, and are we talking about regular people or celebrities?
No, I'm talking about like us. Like, I've seen, like, you go through your Explorer sometimes, you'll see your favorite IG-er, and they have I'm like, who's taking these pictures? And
they extra friends.
That's what I was thinking. I can't bring nobody extra on the honeymoon, though.
That is true. Well, you better put it somewhere and set a timer and back the fuck up. Shit.
See, you can get all the pictures off if you do the cruise. Because I like, you can't run on the cruise, fam. I see you. But once you step off the boat, I guess you can grab those people. Because y'all got to get back on the boat together. But you ain't, I ain't trusting a local. I don't know how these people do it. I would not trust a local. So I teased last week with this question. Do you remember the question? No, I do not. That was a shame.
I don't.
Okay. When you see male or female tweet or post, in my feelings, what do you think about? What do you think they're in their feelings about? Because in my head, I always go straight to relationships, but I'm like, you could be in your feelings about a lot of things, job, family, where you are in life. But what do you think? What's your first thought when you see somebody say, I'm in my feelings? Is it always like,
don't care?
You don't care? So when you see, well, your friend says they're in their feelings, you don't care?
You mean specific? No, you said a person.
Okay.
On
now,
social media.
Obviously, if it's a stranger and you don't have a response, then I'm going to friends. When your friend, do you automatically think, oh, she been single, or did her man mess up? Or do you be like, where's your mind going? Because I don't know why I always think relationships first.
Yeah, I must say, it's really dependent on the person. Like, if it's somebody in a relationship,
that's the first thing.
Yeah, like, Jay, if I know wild. You're in a relationship, I feel like I'm like, what happened? But it's, again, it's also really dependent on the people. Like, if my friend actually states something, and I know you as a person, I know you don't put your particular feelings like that on social media, then if you don't talk about your relationship and stuff, I wouldn't think it's a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really depending on who the person is that's saying it.
Mm. I think a lot of people's go-to is relationship. Like,
like, off GP, I think people be like, I'm in my feelings. I'd be like, they in their head. They sad. They lonely. They, especially, like, depending on what it is, like, or the day it is, or what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's Christmas or something, and you're single or don't have nowhere to go, or you, the tweets that follow behind it and around it, like, oh, look at all these couples doing this, that, and that, and that. I'm in my feelings. Okay. You know, you got to read context clues.
Yeah, that's why I did. I was specifically like just that tweet or that post, because obviously context, we can put it together. But I wonder what people think off top. Is it just like, is this always relationship? Do you guys think deeper? I think I'm with you when it also depends on the person and what they're going through. But do you respond? Do you think it's an SOS signal, or do you just leave it alone, regardless of friend or even, like, you know how we got social media buddies? When they know, we never talk to them offline, but we've been following them so long, we feel like we know them. Do you ever feel like, should I reach out? Are you like, I'm gonna let that shit sit. I don't know. I don't know them that well, or I know my friend. And they might, if they want something, they'll reach out to me.
If it's somebody that I've just been following for years, but we don't have no real, like, friendship, whatever, I kind of just be like, well, pass by, hope it's okay. If it's somebody that I'm serious.
Yo.
If it's somebody I've been following for years and I might have actually met a time or two or three or five or 12, I might be like, you good over there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's a friend, I'm about to text you.
Okay. Yeah, smart.
Because I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously something wrong, but, like, I'm going to text you on the side. This ain't for the whole world to know. before you like get deep in your feelings and tell all of whatever social media what you're going through. Yo. I'm gonna sad swipe to your text messages.
Yo, people do that though. And they need a friend.
And you know what? They need a friend. And I'm not even shading people. There are days, moments, times where I'm in my feelings and I just want to vent on like Twitter. And I don't know why per se Twitter more than like just reaching out to a friend and venting. But it's like, I think it's just the open-endedness of Twitter. Like, I got it out my system without actually having to talk to somebody. Like if somebody chimed in, it's like, oh, okay, but I don't have to sit here and talk to you. And then you start asking me questions and then I got to get deeper. Like sometimes you just be like, life fucking sucked. These people did this. I can't even believe. And you just kind of get it out.
And for those reasons, for all your reasons are the reasons why I never vent on social media. Because my mind state, and it's, you know what? It's a reflection of me. I'm projecting this. I feel like people don't care because when I on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, I don't care. Like, I don't know you. I don't really like that. I have my own problems. I'm really, what is it? From The Sopranos, Polly Walnuts, when it was a part, I think Christopher or somebody had came up to him. It was like trying to vent. This dude put his hand up like, I got my own fucking problems. And that shit has resonated with me so hard that I'm like, yo, and to the point where I would never vent on Twitter. Like I was like, no,
I don't, not like real life vent. Now I'm not talking about real life issues.
Oh, she giving y'all the fake Twitter. Shit. All right, go ahead.
You say what?
Said she giving y'all the fake shit. She
not like, fake. I know. It's not, it's less important than other things.
It's deeper than like shallow, have, but not that deep.
Yeah. Like if I'm like mad, like, man, people get on my nerve, like da 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 da, and I'm just fussing, fine. But I'm not on Twitter like, yo, you know, I got broken up and this dude did this and I found out he was cheating on me. Like, I'm not giving you that. You know what I'm saying?
The day I'm on Twitter and I see that, I'm like, yo, well, you good?
I'm not giving you that. You
good.
I'm not.
You good.
You getting like surface shit. I'm not giving you an extra.
But with that said, I do enjoy when y'all do give us extra. Because I don't care about
the thread be so great.
Yo, I was telling you about that a couple of weeks ago about that one girl who had to move and got with dude who cheated on her. Man, I was following her. I jumped over to his timeline. I found the girl he was messing with. I was looking at all this like, damn, look at y'all.
The thread be so great.
Oh, so man. Great.
The girl who was talking about when it was like Alpha Day, maybe it was like Alpha found like, and she had posted like, she posted like a picture of the Alpha, like what's like post a picture of Alpha who did some fuck shit or some stuff. And then she posted this. No, this thread was fabulous. Let me tell you, she posted this shit about this dude and people was like, what happened? She was like, I can tell y'all the story. And since this thread was so good, it was on Facebook. Okay.
Oh man. It made the jump. It crossed over.
It jumped over. It had a crossover. This thread was so good. And Cliff Note version, she was like back in like college or like after you graduated college and you go like the homecomings or whatever. And she had seen this guy and they had passed looks or whatever. And by the end of the night, I think they ended up talking or something, exchanging numbers. Anywho, they were like super close. They had like some mutual friends. They started dating each other. They was in this full blown relationship, but they lived in two different cities now. But he would fly to her.
Same state or same state? But now you said fly. I'm thinking that maybe not the same state, but
no, I think they were different states if okay. I remember correctly. But they was in this committed relationship. She would fly to him. He would fly to her. They would travel together. They'd do all this shit. So she talks about how one homecoming, I guess they were staying at whatever hotel. She goes back to her hotel. Oh no, this female friend of his drove them back to this hotel. And she was like, I'm not thinking too much of it because clearly you're here with me and I'm your girl. So just because you have a mutual friend, you know, a friend that you have, everybody got friends at homecoming, you ain't seen in years, you know, you hang out, drop us off at the hotel and then turn around. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm finna go run and she gonna drop me off. So get some food or something like that and be back type shit. And she was like, I wasn't thinking shit about it. End up going, coming back, whatever. She ends up getting followed by some girl on like Twitter and she was like, she didn't know who this girl was. So she kind of like blocked her. She just felt like the girl was being nosy. So, no, she brought up the girl to him. And he was like, oh, that's such and such. She just be extra. Just block her. Just block her. So she blocks her or whatever. And then she was like, this dude, they have went to Dubai. Like, took her to Dubai. All this shit. This whole relationship stuff. Long story short, come to find out, she gets a phone call or a DM or a message or something like that from this girl. Like, hey, do you know this person? Such and such, such and such. She's like, yeah. She's like, that's my husband. So...
Golly, I was not ready for that.
He had this whole husband. I mean, yeah, he had this whole wife. And she was like, y'all went on a trip to Dubai, something like that. And she was like, yeah, she was a stewardess. So he used her to take his girlfriend to Dubai. Then come to find out, the girl asked her, is your name such and such? The wife asked her, is your name such and such? She was like, no. But then she remembered the name, and that was the name of the friend who took them back to that hotel. She was like, oh, because she's supposedly pregnant by him.
I'm shaking my head, y'all.
And the thread was good. Do you hear me, though? The thread, I was like, damn, yo, this cannot be life. Like,
this can't be, but you.
So end up, like, so hold on, to wrap it up, to end up, so she was like, fuck him. You know, she said her feelings was hurt because they had been together for like 2 years or something like that. It had really been a thing. And so she was like, fuck him, whatever, whatever. And they hadn't talked. And then one day, I don't know if he called her or popped up at her house. And she was like, you know, no, I'm done, whatever. And he ended up like paying her rent for like 2 months.
What?
Yeah, like I guess he was just trying to get back in good or something. Paid her rent for like a month or two. And she was like, and that was it. Like, it was like the last.
Good. I'm glad. But you brought up something when you said... you sparked something in me when you said that he took her to Dubai. My question is, and I should have thought about this a long time ago when I was single.
About Dubai, everybody in Dubai.
It's cheap as hell. We looked that up. It's really cheap to go there, and it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous city, and it's a little playground. It's like the eastern version of Vegas, but I don't know if they got gambling and stuff like that.
I hear they be going there to get peed on by people.
Well, that's when you flown out. But I don't know if he took her to do that, but. When I was single and talking to single women, and you know, when you women are always like, yo, mixed signals. And when you meet somebody, you always asking, you usually ask the questions of like, you know, tell me about your childhood. Where you from? You ever been in love before? Why didn't it work out? Blah, blah. I think one question that I just came up with this. I don't know if this is a question in these dating books. I think men and women should ask each other, what's a big deal to you? Right? Because we all know that proposing is a big deal, but sometimes you meeting my mom might not be a big deal to me, because a lot of women meet my mom, but that might be a big deal to you, and we should know this. Or me taking you on a trip, because usually when you say Dubai, I'm like, yes, it's still not that expensive, but that is a big trip. You guys are on a plane for a minute together, and no right. matter where you're from, leaving from in America. So I was like, I'm not in this game, y'all should really ask each other, what is a big deal? What is a big gesture? You know, so I know this isn't a mixed signal, because don't tell me, you know, meeting your friends is a big gesture and then you treat it like, oh, that's nothing. So that's one to grow on. Another question. I'm full of questions today before we get into some other shit. You ever, I know men sometimes think this, if they're destined to be famous. I don't know. You let me know if women have an equivalent to this. But if men feel like they're going to be famous and they get famous, a lot of them think, yo, man, I need to find a woman before I blow up. That way I know she's really there for me.
Here for you.
Yeah. And the same dudes that do that still fuck up. Right. But that's neither here nor there. I wonder, knowing what we know now, what we have said, I need to be in a relationship before social media takes off, because social media has ruined dating. Do you think people think, because now the social media is out, you not only do you have, you've always, most people have had options. You see your options. Who's following, who's liking. You can look at, you can go on a date with one dude and then go to, and then get on your phone and be like, okay, he kind of feeling me too, though. He been liking some. Yeah. That ain't never happened before. Any kind of fuck with you now, like. She got, all right, her IG is better than old girls. I like the way we compare. And then, you know,
which is so crazy, because you're really getting the best part of people's lives.
Yeah, only highlights.
Want you to believe
only highlights. We never post in our low lights.
You don't know these, like, if I really, other than the people who really like putting their butt business on social media, but like, you can really look at some stuff and be like, I never thought you was gonna be crazy. Like,
oh no, the persona you put out there, and my persona was like very low key. Back in my single days, I would do quotes a lot. And I remember my guy, before he had got married, was talking to this girl. And she was like, oh, John, are you single? I'm like, yeah. She said, I got a friend who I think you guys would enjoy each other, blah, blah. But I need to know something. Are you really this guy? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, on Facebook and on Twitter, you put these love quotes and blah, blah. I had to really show her my phone. When I had an Android phone, I had a widget. I'm like, no, I do. I love quotes. I have this quote widget. I go through quotes. I save quotes. This is not a thing. Oh, okay, okay. Like, because people really...
Well, let me ask you this. Well, I mean, you don't be on social media that much.
But I used to be. Go ahead.
But I was going to say, am I an accurate representation of myself on social media as to who you know me to be in person?
No. Here's the thing. You're not a misrepresentation. It's just not you. Like, if I only followed you on IG... and Twitter, because I don't know what you do on Facebook. I see sometimes because you pop up there the way they do the algorithms. I probably would know maybe 5 to 10% about you. I wouldn't think that if I met you in real life that I'd be like, oh, you're not this. It's like, oh, I didn't know you were, there was so much more to you. Okay. That's the difference. But I don't think you're a misrepresentation of yourself. You know what? But I think you were more yourself when Twitter jumped off. Because 2009, when you were heavy on Twitter, I don't remember your IG back in the day.
No, I really remember, I didn't even get IG. Wait, I didn't even get IG until our home run in night thing. Remember we did the home run in pizza?
Oh, okay.
That was like, the first time I got IG.
That was 2012, 11? I don't remember.
13?
No, that wasn't 2013. Because 2013 you bought your laptop. We went to the funeral. We started this podcast. We went to Ebony's birthday party. That's 2013. I don't think we went. Whenever the Muppets movie had came out, because we watched that Muppet movies that night. I know that much. So whenever...
You know what I hate about Instagram? No, because I'm finna go to my first post, which I think was that Ciroc bottle.
Okay.
But what I hate about Instagram is... You have to literally
go scroll. Through.
Yo. Like, you don't have like a date. You could kind of like, you know how you have like the date side and you can push down yeah. to the year or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to just physically do this for a while. And then you got to stop and freeze and catch up.
Yeah. The Muppet movie that came out in 2011. That's the theater. And we watched it.
Oh, no, you're right. That might be 2012.
I think it was 2012. Because the movie theater.
The wedding was 12. The wedding, my girl wedding was 2012. Right?
No, it was 13. It was after your father's funeral. God, leave your brain. Yes.
No, I just told somebody, I was like, you know how, I was because, just telling somebody, you know how you have monumental moments in your life. Like,
yes.
For instance, you could go and be like, oh man, back, I remember the blizzard of 99. And I remember in 2002, we did this in 2005, was this in 2007. After about 2010, 11 through, like most of that, yeah, 2013, my dad passed. But yes. Most of that is like it's like 4 years of time. Like,
I don't know how I remember shit.
I used to be way better, but like now.
Yeah, because I remember, and I scared, we went out for St. Patrick's Day. And that's when you asked me, did I want to go to that wedding?
We did go out to St. Yeah. We tried to go to Wrigleyville and failed.
Yeah. Then we went to this bar. And this dude was feeling me. And I
2012.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Damn, you finally got there, yeah. And this dude was like, yo, you should have a beer. And I was like, I don't drink, so you have them beers. And then we went to Denny's afterwards, and that's when he was like, yo, you want to come to this wedding with me so I don't have to be by myself? And we split the room and stuff like that. Yeah, I could do 2012. Yeah, that's how I remember. I have to remember like certain things that happen. It's usually tied to movies or music or something to help me remember like certain dates. Why do we get into these? Were we talking about IG? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I was like, you weren't really heavy on IG. Okay. I was like, how do we get to
Yeah, that's this? Very true.
Final question about social media.
I do feel like my IG says exactly who I am without telling you enough. It's like, She,
I know you dance, you're dancing,
right? Like, she danced, she coached, she Jamaican in a sense, she drinks.
Yeah,
not so much anymore. I think back then it was like, oh, look at this pretty, you know. But that's the time I feel like when you used to take pictures of your food or your drink and you actually post them.
Yeah,
like I don't, like now if I do it, it's more like a boomerang. Like I don't really.
Yeah, it'll be in the story. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm just going through what I had. But yeah, I feel like those would be like your top three things to know. Like, oh, she podcasts.
Yeah,
she podcasts. She Jamaican. She dance.
Yeah. Yo. Like, did you know Carrie, what's the old girl name? Washington is Jamaican? Did you know this?
I did not.
I learned this 3 months ago. I've been meaning to bring it up, but we just never did. And I was like, I didn't know she was, okay. Final thing, social media, being single. Do you trust, or is there a difference? This is the better question. Is there a difference when men, between men and women, when they both post, I'm tired of being single? Like, I believe that when women put it, they're actually being genuine. When dudes put it, they just try to see who gonna fall for the bait. Like, oh, he's so tired of being single. Yo, single I life with the birds.
Women do it too. I mean, I think women say I'm tired of being single. Yes, but you're also baiting.
Yeah, I'm not saying, but I think, all right, let's do it this way. If when men do it, they're 90% baiting, 10% maybe tired. Women, 90% tired, 10% maybe. I feel like they're really tired. Men just be like, who's looking for, oh, okay, he tired. He ready to settle down. You be like, nah, he ain't. he want to see if you go.
I don't ever take guys seriously. See? When it comes to stuff like that. They could be serious too. I just be like, man, okay.
Because dudes bullshit so much with like, oh, I'm tired of being single, or man, wait till I find the one. I'm a spoiler. What? Man, I just need one. Just need one to stay down for me. All right. Those
And then girls be like, I could be hired for you. I could be the one. Don't be a celebrity.
Yo. I felt so bad for what was it? So I was listening to Brilliant Idiots while I was at work, right? And the girl Taylor, they was talking about who was Andrew, so Brilliant Idiots, Charlamagne the God, Andrew Schultz. Andrew said, who's a good cocksmith for black guys, right? Because he said Leonardo DiCaprio would be the white guy who's just taking down all the women down, right? And Charlamagne said, well, young guys, you send to war, you send to battle, old guys for counsel. So he said Drake, and he said Common. He said they take down from Rihanna to Serena, like all sorts, right? And they started asking her, and she was like, well, I kind of like older guys like Omar Epps and stuff like that. And then they said, what about Serge Ibaka? And she was like, well, he got a big dick, but that's not really my type. And then they kept pressuring her. She was like, well, she was just throwing out names as far as like good looking guys. She's like, what about Trey Songz and blah, blah. And it was, and then she had to say, there's another guy I like, but he plays football. And I was thinking to myself, God, it has to suck when you're in this type of limelight, because if she would have said any name, her DM would have been like, because it's easy.
Yeah.
You already said you like me. So let's go. What are we playing games for? Because you are, as a celebrity? Yeah. You just sitting there looking, just shooting shots. Ain't nothing to do. Who cares? If you're smart, you just only send one. I saw somebody say, how many like messages you send before you stop if nobody's responding? I was like, one. I'm not sending it. I was like, you either saw it or you didn't. I would keep it just in case you call my bluff and say I didn't do it. No, I did. Here it is. Taco Bell bringing the nacho fries back January 30th. I'm excited. Bye. I'm excited. Just in time.
I'm not eating it, but fast.
Oh, yeah. What's your diet looking like right now?
I'm 2 pounds down.
I'm talking about what you eating. You know, I got my hold up. I keep forgetting this shit. I was like, I got my round of applause. I could throw that on there. Where is it at? Right here. That's congrats. So what are you eating? You eating like a rabbit now? Is that what it is?
No. Okay. No, I'm not going to set myself up for that. So it's not like I'm like rushing to lose weight. I'm just kind of like, over time, like I just hope to slim down, you know?
Yeah.
But I've been saying staying away from fried food.
Okay. All right.
And like, which is, you know, it's not that bad because I'm like, I don't eat a lot of fried food.
You notice that when you start paying attention, you're like, oh, like you, like how people cut down red meat, and you'd be like, well, I don't really eat. I mean, how many burgers? Because most red meat is either a burger or a steak for most people. Because we don't eat bacon and sausage or even pork chops. You might have that one on a Saturday when you can have breakfast with bacon and sausage and all that. But most of the time, you ain't eating that. But
my issue is potatoes.
Yeah, they'll get you because they come with everything.
Potatoes and pasta. Those are my two things. I like potatoes and I like pasta. Like, that is such a struggle for me. Like, sometimes, like, when I have a craving, because I'm not trying to, like, you know, starve myself either. When I have a craving, I get, like, 8 fries and then I throw it in my air fryer.
Oh, okay.
And then that would be, like, me getting my, like, oh, I just got to have that taste of things. But for the most part, I've been eating just, like, sandwiches, salads, and soups, if I'm being honest.
You sound like Panera.
Man, Panera, Potbellies, Ain't She Sweet. I like them. It's a Black-owned place that like wraps, stuff like that.
Love wraps. Oh, wraps are so good. Was it like a grilled chicken wrap?
Yes.
Well, buffalo sauce in there, wrap that. Man.
Yes.
And get the green. I get the green.
Spinach tortilla.
Yeah, the green. I was like, whatever green. I don't care.
Yeah, it's spinach. I use the spinach tortilla, so I do that. My thing is, it's really like the starchy part, because one thing too, it's really hard for me to eat a meal, like home cooked meal, without the three portions. Like, I need the meat, the side, the veggie. That's my plate. So I know you like need to kind of stay away from like rice in a sense too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I need chicken, the rice, the veggie, the chicken, the potato, the veggie. Like, I have to have,
you know what?
These three. I don't know how people eat meat other than like a salad, but I don't know how people be like chicken, vegetables. Like, I don't know how people do that.
Oh, it comes with work. Cause I know that a lot of people struggle with eating the same thing. Right. And I used to, until I realized, like, I'm not eating for taste. I'm eating because my body needs protein. So I can do it. I don't like to, but I can do it easily. Like, I will do like brats and some broccoli, or, you know, a piece of chicken and broccoli, and that's it for lunch, or whatever like that. But it's also, I learned at a young age, it's so much mental, right? I remember that when I was younger, we'll order a pizza. Right. No matter what, you're at a party or something, and I eat like 50 slices of pizza. Right. Or get a big bag of potato chips, and I eat a big bag of potato chips. Yet when I went to Pizza Hut and got a personal pan, I was full. When I had a small little grab bag, I was full. And I was like,
I tried not to justify my bullshit. Like, earlier, I wanted Wingstop.
Okay.
I really wanted Wingstop. And I was like, they don't fry that, though. That's like baked. And then it's but I didn't get it. I ended up getting me just a sandwich, but like a grilled chicken sandwich or whatever. But I was like, I really want Wingstop.
So I'm with you too.
Yesterday I had baked chicken, spinach, and rice.
I love baked chicken. You got love the season.
Cilantro lime rice. It was fab. But yeah, like, that's just kind of been my meals. But the crazy thing for me is, I feel like I don't eat enough, but that's mainly because of how my day is set up. And then I try not to eat too late. Excuse me. So I'm up at 6:30 in the morning for work, but my lunch come at like 10:30 or 11. I'm not really hungry. Now I'm like, I kind of feel like I'm just like, oh, let me eat something, or I'll just keep drinking water. I've been drinking a lot of water.
Love it.
So I do that. And then when I get off of work, I'm going to practice. So it's like, I don't really have time to like cram in food. And then when I do, it's normally after practice. Well, it's normally after the gym, which is a bad thing, because after practice, I'll go to the gym. And at this point now, it's like 7 o'clock. I'm in the gym for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending. It's 8:30. And I'm like, damn, I don't want to eat this late. You know what I'm saying? I've also been taking my nasty ass shots of apple cider vinegar in the morning. Not consistently though, because sometimes I just crawl out the bed and go straight to my work phone. But
I had to pause because I was doing it with some cayenne pepper and some ginger. Oh, I hate it, man. Oh,
It's the smell. I just do that water and lemon juice. But it definitely the smell. I watched this YouTuber person. She was really smart about it. Which I probably should do, which would probably make it a habit of me doing it every day. She would get 7 like mason jar, like the little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would make it every day and then just keep them there.
That's smart.
That way when she got up, she could just knock it out and keep going. Mm-hmm. Compared to like me, I have to get up, and make it and then come to work or whatever. But I'm trying to get better. But I'm like really doing a lot of things that I said I was going to do this year, which is like my whole thing. I really want to make my vision board because last year was all about happiness. And then I'm still in that place. But this year, I feel like I'm just all about overcoming fears.
Do you have a lot?
Huh?
I said, do you have a lot of fears?
I have a lot of things that make me anxious, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So like, for instance, I feel like this is the most focused I've been on losing weight. And I'm proud about that. Like, I'm always like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and lose this weight. But like, I have really been like, I only allow myself to have any alcohol like on the weekends. Like, I don't drink during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I drink mainly water. I haven't bought no pop, no juice. So I'm like, if it's not in my house, I can't drink it.
Yeah.
So I've been like making sure I'm drinking water. I'm trying to hit this gallon thing, but I'm struggling. Baby steps. to the gym consistently, I'm very proud of myself for that. I got on the scale and they told me I was 2 pounds down. I was like, yay. but I've been like very insecure about my weight gain, which makes me not want to do other stuff. So like, as far as like my dancing thing go, and I think you've probably seen it recently. I think you might have liked it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm about to host my first dance class and everybody had been pushing me to do that 4 years. And I've been like, I've been so scared to do it because I'm like, what if I don't have a turnout? What am I going to teach?
Which is weird. Yeah, huh? See, if I'm in your position, it's my fear would have been, what am I going to teach? But then I would have forked it out. Because in my head, turnout would have been like, great. If 10 or 15 show up, that's amazing. But if 2, okay. These 2 girls will, or 2, whoever will learn. I'll just teach the 2. Because I don't know, that's my mind just does it that way instead of worrying about the count.
I don't know. I just sometimes look at how like other people are doing the same thing. And I'm like, oh, they're so good. But I understand because they have this massive following. And I know that they, you know what I'm saying? Like these people will do that. I'm not that person. I'm not popular to me. I'm not popular. I don't have thousands of followers on all of my social media platforms. So I'm just like, nobody's going to want to come and learn from me. Like, that's like where my mind was. I'm like, so then I'm like, I wasn't promoting myself as a dancer. I always promote my girls, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like my weight. So you never catch me like on camera for real. I tell you what I'm saying. I really don't like being on camera.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get over that. So like that step was, if your biggest issue is how you look on camera, then change how you look.
Yep.
So that's why I was like, get into the shit. Because I also, like I said, I made a YouTube channel like 3 years ago and never posted nothing.
Not one thing.
Not a thing. Do you hear me? And I'm like, I want to be able to be comfortable with being on camera. So if that's going to start with losing weight, then bitch, lose the fucking weight. And then as far as this class go, I had originally just posted a status. I said, hey, if I make this class, who would be interested? And I just tagged people I knew. And it had like 40 comments and 40 likes. And you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow. And so now that I finally put it out there and I've had people reach back out to me and I just posted yesterday, I've already got 15 people registered.
Yeah. See?
And I was like, oh my God. And then people started sharing it, and I'm looking at all the shares and I go back and I see the people that's commenting, like tagging their other people to come along and like, oh my God, this is going to be dope. And then somebody hit me up to judge a dance competition and they want, you know what I'm saying? It was just like all these things. I'm like, oh, look at this. Great. Then I got reached out by this promoter to do something else for something. And it's just been like all the things. I'm like, now that I'm like taking a step to be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to work on it. It's like everything is just like starting to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are your own worst enemy.
You are. It's just a perfect example. When we did this, when we started, like, listen, first of all, I don't know what our combined followers were when we started a podcast, but I was just like, I know I wanted to podcast. So I feel like in your head, if you was like, I know I want to teach, whoever show up is going to show up. Because when I started Equal Opposites, when we did the rundown. We did Studio Flow. It was like, yo, me and you watch Love and Hip Hop. We break that shit down. Me and you have interesting conversation. We do equal opposite. I love music. Sarah loves music. My brother Maine loves music. Let's just do the shit we love. Whoever listens, listens. If they just don't, listen, yeah. Because we're having fun doing the shit we like. If you don't like dancing, you're going to need people to show up. Because you're like, I don't even like this shit. I need 100 people to show up to make this worth it. You like to do it. So 5, 10, 15 show up.
But that's... I also was like, I know I wanted to create, I wanted to have a dance studio. But I kept depending on my team having the following so that they would follow me instead of me becoming the brand.
Yeah.
Like I was using my team as the brand and not me. And then my friends were sitting here and was like, with the amount of years of experience that you have in this field, and then the amount of people who know me that I don't even be knowing, like I've became like the mother of dance lines in Chicago. And I was like, I don't even look at it like that. But like when I go to a dance event, I realize how many people I know. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Da, 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 da. You know, everybody like, reach out to me. And when it comes to dance, people reach out for me for advice and just stuff that I just don't even pay attention to. Like, I don't even look at it like that. Like, oh, wow, I am doing something, you know, pretty good. And like I said, once I put out the idea of this dance thing, everybody was just like, I'm in there, man, because it's nothing for our age bracket like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so you know what happened? What they say is when there's not something there, you create a space for it, right? You create
You do that. Also, It's so important that whatever you do, don't wait for anybody else to do it. Like we don't, I don't know. I think mostly on Love and Hip Hop. I'm going to talk about it on here. And I was thinking about this today when I did rap. I mean, we had a couple of studios and there was a studio that was in Aurora. It was in Aurora because both of them were in Aurora. You went to one that was in Aurora, but it was a different one. And it was right down the street from my house. And the dude Butter, whose name is Anthony, once he taught me how to, like, yo, it was a Mac. It was Pro Tools. It was Logic. It wasn't Pro Tools. Was it Pro Tools? No, it was Logic. It might have been either one. Didn't matter. He was like, yo, all right, all you got to do is put the beat in here and record, right? Now, Butter and Rico, my friend Carlos, who you know, both were, they were producers as far as, like, they could deal with the computer and stuff like that. I didn't do any of that. When I started producing, I was on Music Generator. That was a PlayStation. I could not go into a studio at that time and be like, yo, I can make a beat. Now I have an iPad and I can make beats quick as hell and sample and shit like that. But back then I couldn't. So what I did, once he taught me how to record myself, I would get home from work, shoot over there, write my stuff, rap my stuff. But it was also, I couldn't wait on Butter or Rico to make me beats. So I would, once I get done, go home, get on the internet, look up royalty free beats, look up mixtapes that people that wasn't popular because I was trying to make a project. So I couldn't grab, you know, Drake's latest track. I had to grab songs and finished up that mixtape at the end of 2012. And I couldn't wait. And then my brother would tell you we was going to do a joint project. And by this time I was like, moving in, my life was changing. It was just like, well, maybe this isn't going to work out, but I need to change my focus. I was quote unquote tired of being single. And I was like, I got to figure some things out. So we was going to do the group project again, went and found beats. I did all my verses. These verses are still done and they will bring them back. And they'd be like, remember when we did this? Yes. And I told them, I told my brother, I told Rico, I told Miller. I'm like, I'm finished. I did my verses. I'm done. Y'all can do it. Y'all can put it out, but I'm not coming back to the studio. Cause right when we went to that wedding, I found out my wages were being garnished for a couch that me and my ex had bought. So
I remember that.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't even afford to go to the studio anymore. And I was like, all right, I put my work in and did all this. And the point is, like, I figured it out. I could not wait on anybody else. I had to figure it out the same way that we're recording now. And we're in two separate areas. And people have tell me, like, y'all podcast be sounding like professionals. You would think sometimes people like, y'all got a studio? No. Right. We started off on a tablet. It was this little, I bought a Nook. And not even a Kindle Fire. It was a Nook that you jailbreak. I jailbroke it so I can have the Google Play Store, had this app that it could record us, and then I would move it over to the computer and edit it that way. It probably sounds really bad. I've heard I don't think I've, yes, I've heard Art Equal Opposites, the first one we did. It was like 15 minutes. And I've heard, I went back and listened to the first, what is it? Studio Flow. I have never went back and listened to the first, what you call it? Love and Hip Hop. Because we was in a hotel room. I know you can hear the air conditioning and we are sniffing and snuffing and all that. Like, I just wanted to shake my head.
And that was a fear for me to get over too. Because I was like, ew, one, I don't like the way I sound on air. And, you know, like, who's going to listen to us? Like, that was my thing at the time. Y'all, John really had to convince me, y'all. Like, it was really a thing. And I'm like, baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah.
And, but you know who really, this is going to be crazy. And if I ever have the opportunity to ever meet this person, I have to thank them because they have helped me and have no idea that they have helped me.
Okay.
Kev on stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, your guy. Yeah.
I am such a huge fan. I mean, I want to say I'm a huge fan, but I can do better because I'm not on his Patreon. But that's because the time they record, I feel like I can never watch it.
I have a podcast like that too, and I'm like, I can't call in. I'm at work. Like, y'all never gonna get.
That's my thing. Like, it's only $5 a month, and I don't have a problem with that. But I'm just like, I feel like I can't watch during the times that you're doing it because I be living like doing life, and I don't have the type of job that I could just sit and have that going while I'm doing other things. But like him, the relationship between him and Doughboy, I don't know if you ever listened or checked out their little podcast that's on the YouTube, but their relationship and the fears that he had going into the things that he did.
Yeah.
And putting his faith in it and leaving. He used to work for, oh my God, what's the company?
It's so sad because you told this story.
I'm like, I can't even think of the company name right now.
But he had a good job.
He had a really good job. His wife had a good job. Y'all had a nice house in, Maryland? No, that is a lie. It was not Maryland. Seattle, maybe? He's lived in a couple of places. But he's had, like, they went through this stuff. And for you to say, I'm uprooting our life and we're going to go to LA and we are going to make it, and to see that you had to get over all of these things, like you had to really have faith in yourself and push and just go and then be scared, you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
and just go through these things. And I was like, look where he is though. And like, it took a couple of years, you put in your work, but you got there. And I don't know, like, I listen every Wednesday. And I like him and Doughboy and just what they're doing just so inspired me, like, just to do better. And he doesn't even know. Like, you don't even know me to know that you made my life different.
And what's crazy is there might be somebody listening and saying, like, Shell don't even know me. And she has inspired me to do so many dope. That is wild.
That's so true. Like, and I'm just like, every Wednesday, and to see that you started and you was making YouTube videos, and then, you know, you worked on, you got to All Def Digital and you was doing the skits and you was like the man behind All Def. Like, people didn't even, you don't even know.
Yeah.
And then you left and was like, I'm about to start my own shit. And then you was able to, and then you was able to hire your people and put them on. And then here you go, you're doing your comedy tour and starting out with maybe 200, 300 people in the show. I think his first major show was in Chicago. When he had like a thousand or so. And now here you are, booked and busy. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
You got like four podcasts and you are, you know, your wife left her job. Like, y'all are at the point that y'all can collectively. And then even listening to her story and how she was terrified in the beginning. And then now she's like kind of like a mastermind behind the scenes too. I'm just like, come on, you got to have faith in yourself.
You do.
Like, nobody else is going to have it for you, okay? So, like I said, he don't even, if I ever, ever, ever get the chance, I'm going to be like, your family, you, your wife, Doughboy, like, y'all, all of y'all have just, like, made me realize that you can do more and you can be better.
Yeah.
And stop wasting time on doing it, because ain't nobody going to do it for you.
No.
And you're only stuck in a situation you allow yourself to be stuck in.
Yeah, and then here's the thing. Have the wherewithal when that happens to blame yourself and nobody else. Because if you constantly blame other people, then you ain't never going to change. You're like,
and
well,
what
such
I also want to say is, since I've started this like workout journey, there's so many supportive people
Yeah.
And once I started talking about this class, I've had so many supportive people, and I feel like I'm about to cry. I feel didn't even realize that I had enough people who cared enough about me, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It's crazy. Moving on, because that was a long topic, and I feel like all I'm getting emotional.
All that sorry. From asking about the diet. Y'all see how dope I am? Like, I kicked that off with a diet question? No, I said Taco Bell nacho fries was coming back.
You did, you know what's so funny that you say that? I was sitting here. Me and my homegirl supposed to go to the gym tonight. And when I got in, I was like, I ain't going to go to the gym. It's going to be late when we done podcast. I don't want to. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. And now I'm sitting here like, bitch, get your ass up after this podcast. Knock it out real quick.
Yeah.
And you know what else was real inspiring too?
Go ahead.
When I went to Atlanta and meeting a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Randomly. Like, randomly.
You met a random listener or the listener?
A random.
I'm about to say, you said, I was like, wait,
Talia, yeah. Just to be like, somebody wanted to meet me. Like, who saw that coming? You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool beans. Let's get it. Like, I didn't see that coming. And we had a great time. Like, we literally sat at old lady game for like 3 hours.
That's it.
People watching and talking shit.
The best part. Insecure will be back April 12th.
Yes, so excited.
Got plenty of time to rewatch it. Issa Rae got another movie to look funny called Love Birds. You see that trailer today?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it looked good. What else? That might be it. Twitter. Y'all not going to get an edit button. Jack Dorsey said, nah, for the same reasons I said, y'all not getting an edit button, because you can tweet something and you retweet it and then a person could change it. Here's the thing I really suggest to everybody. Most people who want an edit button is so you don't have to delete and retweet what you just tweeted because of a spelling error.
Typo or something, yeah.
Just take the time to proofread it. I know it sucks, especially when you're trying to do those fabulous threads that Shell loves, but you just take the time. You really don't need this edit button. Oh, and don't let Ja Rule do your taxes. I know he's trying to do taxes out here. No, it's good. We don't need it. Before we get into sleepers, is Beyonce going? Is this Adidas thing going to work out? The clothes look good. This is a third one, right? Because listen, I'm counting House of Darion, Ivy Park by itself, and now Ivy Park with Adidas.
I can say that her marketing tool this time is a lot better.
It is, and I was like, damn, she should just
because every time I get on the IG, I feel like it's somebody else with a package of this orange.
Oh yeah, but I still want to know the diet, because when she was on that bike with the thighs, I'm like, are you really vegan? You vegan? What are you? You know what? Beyonce's smart, because Beyonce lets us know when she goes vegan. And I see there's a lot of your fitness people do this. Sometimes they won't show you everything they eat. They show you the good stuff. Because if I was a fitness person and I had this big following, I'm not going to show y'all no big juicy steak so I can hear people be like, you eat meat. I'm like, nope, here's a healthy alternative. Y'all don't have to see all the food. And I think people, like, I've never seen a plate that Beyonce ate. Never. And I know we know she eat, but you have never seen her at any place. And the weird part is, I don't think anybody's ever said, like, yo, I seen Beyonce eating. We remember she did like Popeyes, and she had like this unlimited Popeyes.
She used to love her Southern. Yeah, she did like her Southern food too, being from Houston.
Yo, if I got Beyonce alone, I definitely ask her, like, you had the Popeyes chicken sandwich? What did you think?
What are your thoughts?
All right. We haven't done sleepers in a while. Yo, the fact the last episode was like an hour in the change without sleepers was kind of wild to me. Real quick, do you ever come into Thursdays and be like, oh, what was Empire about? And then you'd be like, oh shit, Empire didn't come on.
I go back and check my DVR, like, did Empire come on and I missed it? Because I am so counting down the episodes.
boy. Where's the sleeper song? Here we go.
And now it's time for the sleeper songs of the week.
I think it makes sense for this episode to be called In Our Feelings, because we got deep today.
I'm here for that.
I never named them while we're doing them, but In Our Feelings works. So the legendary, what is this? Aaliyah would have been 41 years old today. It's her birthday. And there are any Aaliyah sleepers. There's some unreleased songs that are badly mixed. So I wanted to look. I went to look for as the mic falls out, a blend, and I found this dope blend with Aaliyah and Division. It's called "Rock the Boat Too Deep" by Amorphis. Check it out.
You know what this beat sound like?
What?
You remember when Dude made that Uno song?
Oh, Dude, from Bobby Brown, right?
Yeah. That's what this beat sound like when they come on.
So that was Aaliyah, Division, Rock the Boat, Too Deep, Mash Up. Happy birthday, Aaliyah. What do you have for us?
Happy birthday, Sade.
Oh, you going to play some Sade?
No, oh, but I figured if we were celebrating Aaliyah, we should have said happy birthday to Sade.
And I think Anne Marie's birthday was the other day, yesterday or something like that, as we record this on a Thursday.
So we haven't played any Snow Allegra, have you?
No, but she dope.
She has a song called I Want You Around that I seem to be very fond of.
Is that the one where she did the video for?
Don't know. I haven't watched the video.
Oh, she has a video with Michael B. Jordan and then they tonguing each other down. And it looked like they might be a couple now. So, all right. I Want You Around, Snow Allegra.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. No. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the visions I replay. Sit right next to you. How I feel about you, thinking wish you were. But we don't really want to, I just wanna get away and sit right next to you.
That is No Allegra, I Want You Around. Let's see. And then we're going to end the podcast with power, y'all. So strap in, get ready. Oh, man.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it, this is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns.
Oh, man. All right. So, we got the pause episode. The one that you guys were begging for. No, don't listen. You listen. Like, shoot. Y'all, you wanted this more than anybody. He was like, yo, I think Angela's sister could really give us a a banger of an episode, you know, give us
an Emmy award winning
performance of her giving you the scrunchy face throughout as she walked the city. Listen, I got so many questions, man. First of all, we had back-to-back episodes of where they showed us a character had a parent that y'all never brought up before. Like, I don't remember. Maybe they did. Maybe they brought up Angela's dad. Maybe.
I don't recall. That ain't saying much. I know my memory trash.
But Paz was barely in any episodes. They probably said dad told you to stay away from him. Maybe. But I don't know if he was sick or suffering from dementia. Either way, the boy, you know what? We give Tyreek some ish. But Junior, boy, you was coming for Tyreek neck. They was talking about they were so poor and he can't go back to school. If he don't take his ass to Plato's Closet and turn in on polo shirts,
you don't get enough money.
Oh, we'll go to the real. Where can he get some polo? Where can you sell some polo gear? Oh, holla at who love polo? Just Blaze. Holla and T.I. They love polo. But he was rocking polo shirts like it was nothing. I'm pretty sure he could sell it on the block. Where do you want to start with this? With Pa's going to talk to everybody. Every episode just going to be them talking to everybody? Like their last day on earth, they get to talk to everybody?
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like they didn't change too many lines in this episode. My mind is really at a blank for what happened. And I just talked about this episode on Sunday. So I do remember a little bit of Pa's episode. So she wanted to kill Jamie. That was a thing. Junior wanted to do it first, but she was like, nah, nah.
I was so annoyed with Pa's. She was all over the place.
And then she went to...
Ramona. It's just Ramona.
Everybody's saying that's... Yeah, Ramona did it, but doesn't make any... I'm going to pause here because I remember where I was at. Yo, Pa, but you can't kill your main character off screen. Like, all we saw him was fall. Like, it's a
I don't know if I believe he did.
All right, so this is why I'm thinking, I'm with you still. I'm like, I'm not fully sure, but how you getting a payout from the will?
Yeah, that's the part that I was like, oh, so he's really dead.
And then I said,
unless my thought was he faked his death, got rid of that shit, and move and go start a new life somewhere.
Yeah, maybe that was how they get out of everything. Paz was so hell bent on getting Jamie that she actually dug the body back up for the phone, and all that did was ruin her pension. See, I mean, well, Angela's pension is just incriminated her even more. And then here's the thing, y'all really want us to go down this power book that y'all picked up Method Man, and I fuck with Method Man. He's never let me down in anything he's been in, right?
Thanks.
But I'm not watching it. But here's the thing, what if they try to be scandal now? The Democrats come in, leave Jamie alone. And then it was like, then they fired him. I said, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You fired Jacob Warner.
I feel like they ruined a perfectly good show.
I don't know what is going on.
Starting 3 seasons ago.
So she go up to Tommy. Tommy, yo, I need you to kill the man who killed Angela. Who even talks like that? Tell him to kill Jamie. But that gives him enough to be like, no, I can't do that. Get out of here. I'm going to call the police.
That nigga was up.
So she go to talk. So Jamie is such a good guy. He update the will. This part of y'all, you know, he ain't dead because he's like, yo, give her some because she dug the body up. She can stop sniffing. He gave Paz the money. Paz told Tasha, oh no, I don't want it. We don't need that dirty money bottle. She's like, take it. Yo, Tommy killed Angela. So then she tell her son, like, yeah, you good. You're gonna go back to school. Go to Tommy's house. First of all, when she went the first time, she was beat like the police. And I say, but people in the hood know you don't be like that. Second time, when you trying to kill him, what you announcing for? Like, just knocked all nice, you know?
Right. No,
she knocked, beat on it, open up the door. Tommy gone. Is gone. House is like cleaned everything. Out. Right.
I was like, so in my head, I was like, first of all, why wasn't this house already empty when he moved to the house with Keisha?
Yep. Did Keisha get a funeral? Did BG get a funeral? Like, does anybody get a funeral on this show? I'm with you. I thought the same thing.
Angela got a funeral.
Yeah.
Raina right. got a funeral.
Yep. Yep. And then we got to sit there for her to be like, Tommy! Tommy!
Dramatic.
Yo.
I'm still trying to figure out how we just gonna How are we just gonna skip over like he didn't already move out this house?
No. You don't need to know any of that. Yeah, she had, first of all, what was Ramona's whole point? That whole long conversation they had in the bathroom. I'm so tired of when you watch these New York club scenes or any club scenes that nobody else is in the bathroom and Pa stuck out like a sore thumb in her little bubble coat that you get at Rainbow. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. Nobody's going to peep that she was there. All right. Next episode, it looked like they find out that Benny's dead. It takes them a while to find out people dead, but this is some bullshit. Tommy, a.k.a. Joseph Secor, should get fired. He put on Instagram, who's ready for more Tommy on your TV? Come see me this Sunday at 8 p.m. on Stars. Or I know how you like it. Get the app and watch at midnight. Somebody said, Tommy gets killed by the family of Benny and Proctor. Rest in peace. Joseph Secor for Tell Me I'm Wrong. He said, unfortunately, you might be right, but see, but how it goes down is pretty exciting. What? Why would you? Wait, what? That's a man who know he ain't on Power Book 2, so he don't give a damn.
Right. I did my job. I'm out.
What the hell?
Or he could just be being petty.
He could be. But, man.
Speaking of Joseph Secor, I just recently watched Intruder.
What is Intruder?
The movie that had Michael Ealy and Megan Good in it.
Oh, yeah.
That movie was surprisingly good.
Oh, okay. He's in
it? Joseph was in it. Yeah, he's in it. And I didn't know he was going to be. No, I think I did. I don't remember. He was in there. And I was just like, okay. But it was surprisingly a good movie. I was not expecting. I'm like, y'all did not. I know they was promoting it, but y'all didn't get enough credit.
Yeah, so it's about a married couple moving into a house and the previous owner won't let go. He's just showing up and stuff like that.
Yeah. I also watched Jacob's Ladder with Michael Ealy.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you watched the original. I didn't know they remade Jacob's.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I never saw the original. The remake was interesting.
Yeah, I see this 2019.
I don't know if it's super far-fetched from the first one, but.
It is a remake of Jacob's Ladder 1990. Okay. I would have to pull up like differences. And I've never seen the first one, so I can't really, you know, body it the way you're supposed to body it. Anything else before we get out of here? Anything else happen and we got to check on? 3-day weekend for some of us. It is for me and it isn't. I'm going to get some overtime and go to work like 3 hours and get double pay. Kodak Black, we don't care. We didn't care about college football. Looking at some of this. I'm just looking at some of the shit that went down. Like, I think we're good. I'm gonna watch Bad Boys 3 this weekend. I'm hearing good things. I'm excited. That Will Smith interview.
Because I was scared.
That Will Smith interview on Breakfast Club with Barton was good. Did you watch that?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
I want to holler at Will. I want to talk to him. The way his mind is working is amazing. I'm like, man, he takes his time. He forms his thoughts. And I'm glad he checked Charlamagne, like quote unquote check, when he's like, don't be asking me no ignorant stuff. And Charlamagne asked an amazing question about, were you jealous of Tupac? And he admitted.
That was a good conversation right
there. Yes. And that, because we always thinking that, like, we always like, yo, the way she talk about this man, he did. And the way Pac will come through. I was like, is she about to come on herself? What is going on?
Not come. Okay.
Yo, you know what? The way she talked about her, about Pac, Jada talked about Pac, was the way old girl was squirming in that 5 heartbeats scene.
Is that high?
Yeah. Oh, man. Walmart is facing criticism over making an insensitive Paul Walker joke. I saw it. I just saw this. So somebody posted a picture of like speeding through traffic on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter, right? And they're going to say, Paul Walker, click it or ticket. And y'all was like, you guys do know Paul Walker. Not only is dead, but he died in a car accident.
Right.
So you could have went with Vin Diesel. You could have said The Rock. Could have said any of those people. You went with Paul Walker. That person got fired. And you were like, you want to.
Gotta be.
All right. That's the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
And Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at IMIS with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Join the Facebook group. Like the Facebook page. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, I say peace. She says
bye.
Put that Christian Dior on the Muslim. She feel like she was sinning. Her family was facing a genocide. I told them bring them all to Finland.
I don't mean to admire you, just passion. I'm winning.
Said I was in the UK, so get closer, girl, and I admit it.
Had to double back up my double cup. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta put up fight to say she can't get that close. Especially when you're dropping a bag like that. You gotta put them up. She likes that.
Hey, I should've put you somewhere where no one can find you. Mansion out in sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. Cause you got desires. I know. Cause you got desires. I know. Cause you got desires.
You got that fire, and I'm not a liar. You had me down on my knees every day, had to talk Messiah. I'm in that 8 and then 1 and then 2, this is different Ferrari. Yeah, I try to pay all your loans off and cop you a driver. Yeah, I had you stand too close to the city, you acting too vulnerable living this life. I should've moved you away from Houston before I cop you all this ice. You wanna be my number one, you're not acting like the main thing. I let you play my number two, you barely made the second
team. I should've put you somewhere where no one could find you. Mansion out in sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. You got desires. I know. Cause you got desires. I know. Cause you got desires.